All right, Ollie, your thoughts after that?
Mixed. Certainly, you know, we were hoping to get 3 points out of this game. The way the game, if you like, developed with going down to 10 men so early, you know, we would probably say maybe a point. Point is, I won't say good enough, but maybe a point might be happy enough with it, even though before the game, you know, we went to try and win this.
It was the one big talking point of the game, Ollie, that decision to send Josh Mealy off. Did you see it as a straight red card?
I better be careful what I say about officials, because I seem to land myself into trouble when I speak the truth. I was 3 yards away from it. So was a fourth official. Josh Mealy had 1 foot on the ground. The referee saw it differently. But who am I to argue?
In fairness, you didn't argue. I mean, I thought from your demeanour on the sideline that perhaps you didn't disagree with the referee's decision.
Look,
but
the reason I didn't argue is that when you speak the truth, the referees seem to be better with the pen than they are with the whistle. And I'm sorry for speaking so maybe openly about it, but, you know, there's just so much you can take of it. But to be fair to them, they're out to do a job, and I bit my tongue. Not impressed with the decision. Can't complain about the other. I thought with a few penalty shouts, can't complain about that. They're given some days and not given other days. But the whole game changed with a sending off. You know, we were down to 10 men for the guts of an hour, was it?
Yeah.
Possibly that. But look, they're only human. But I just think there's a small little bit of, I don't know what word to use, Dermot, and I want to be very, very careful because I'll probably land myself into more bother. But sometimes, you know, people might think they're better than what they are. It's about the players. It's about Nathan Boyle there today. It's about Philly Gorman. It's about whoever. It's not about me. And it certainly isn't about the referee.
Yeah. Well, mentioning those players then, Ollie, you must be well pleased with their attitude after that sending off. They worked ever so hard.
Yeah, there was a great commitment there. If it wasn't, we're out the door, you know. But listen, there was great. It's just probably the only disappointing part is a little bit like in UCD on Sunday. We didn't throw the kitchen sink at it until we went one down. And, you know, we didn't really go at this game until we're down to 10 men, excuse me. You know, and from there on, the commitment was second to none. We had drive, they knew the backs were to the wall. It's just a pity we can't do it maybe on a, you know, when it's 11 on 11 and go from the start, as we had been at the start of the year. But, look, the commitment was excellent. You know, I thought we drove on and tried to win the game. Of course, we left ourselves open on the counter-attack. But it was really the counter-attack that Athlone were getting joy in, and them with 11. You know, it was us that was trying to drive at them and them hitting us on the counter-attack from corner kicks that we had or long throw-ins or whatever it may be. Look, it could have gone either way. Look, it wasn't. A draw probably is no good to us. But, you know, we went for it. You saw that. And, of course, you left gaps at the end when you're down to 10 men. I think Lee Gorman had a great chance that Kieran made a great save that he came out. You know, at the same time, the one that hit the post that Nathan Boyle had was another great chance at the end, but it was certainly a very, very open game, and credit to Athlone is due to that as well.
Yeah, mentioning Nathan Boyle as well, Ollie, I mean, he stood out for me, certainly his work rate across the front line when you went down to 10 men, and then that chance that he fashioned that out of nothing, really, and he wasn't too far away.
No, he wasn't. Look, I think first and foremost, you know, he's fitted in with his attitude, to mind his football ability. You know, he wants to do well. He wants to prove, you know, that he wants to play with this club, to his credit, and he worked his socks off. You know, I knew that. You know what you're going to get with him, like. But he covered every bench. At the start of the game, in the first 20 minutes, he was from left back to right back trying to close down, and to be fair to him, he was out on his feet and we had to take him off. He hasn't played that many games, although he was full-time training. He hasn't played that many competitive games, but I think of all, his attitude is what fits in here. He'll work to the bitter end in battle, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, another man who was out on his feet, Ollie, was Keith Cowan. No surprise there, because, I mean, he's only back after getting married, but he put in a couple of excellent, timely challenges at the end and denied Athlone Town at least one, if not two, goals.
Yeah, Keith struggled a little bit with cramp there. He hasn't played for the last two games and hasn't trained for the last 3 weeks with us. So, yeah, he had to step in on the basis that Tommy McManigal was suspended and Paddy Mealy was injured, and he did well. Now, you know, he need to get his sharpness right if he's going to deal with Danny Thurlong and these lads in Wexford on Friday night. But he's a week to try and improve that. Look, you know, it was last-ditch stuff at times there. I thought Kieran Call was excellent beside him as well and actually drove us on. But it's still only a draw, lads, and, you know, we were hoping to get 3 points out of this game, and that's probably the disappointing part. But as I said at the start, the way that the game developed when we went down to 10 men so early, you know, I can't fault them.
Yeah, a week out then from this trip to Wexford, Ollie, it's another big, big game for Harps. And I mean, you'd like to think you could go up there and avoid defeat and still be in a good position.
Yeah, look, Wexford have strengthened. They've you know, they've made some very strong signings in the last couple of weeks. They've Willie Tyrrell, that played here for Longford against us in the Cup, Premier Division player, he's come in. Paul Callan, boy, a lad back from Celtic, saw him play in Athlone last weekend up front with Danny Furlong. Good bit of stuff. Shane Dunn is back from Drogheda. So they have added quality, and while they won here 8 weeks ago, they're a better side now, and it'll take what we had there tonight, that effort and maybe a little bit of quality as well, to try and get something out of it. But look, you know, we'll see. We're looking forward to it, and you know, we'll see what we get out of it.
Yeah, and this race for automatic promotion out of the First Division, Ollie, it remains wide open.
Yeah. Look, we really haven't really thought about it that much. But we've 8 games left. You know, I really don't know what way it's going to go. I don't think any team knows what way it's going to go. We could finish third, we could finish fourth, I don't know. And anyone that says anything different in other clubs, I'm not so sure. You know, I'm sure UCD think they'll win it and probably have the best football inside. But you look at Athlone there. If Athlone go and play like they play tonight against UCD, there's no guarantee UCD will turn them over. You know, so Athlone will have a big say in it. So will Cove. Cove are a decent side as well. Cabinteely, who, you know, I know they were beaten by UCD tonight, they'll be very difficult to beat, especially up there. So there could be loads of twists and turns in the meanwhile, so long as we have something to play for in the last game here against Wexford. If it's only to play in contention for third place, if it's something higher, I think we'd be happy. So long as we can stay in that race to the very end, Jeremy.